Hello, this is Evan Schaefer from Notes from the Legal Underground with today's law-related thing that sucks. The law-related thing that sucks for April 18th, 2005? When a lawyer you don't know shows up at your birthday party. Nothing will ruin a rollicking good birthday party faster than discovering that no one knows that fellow standing over in the corner in this suit and tie. While he might be perfectly harmless, he might be nothing but an accountant looking for a free sandwich, for example, or perhaps an investment banker looking for the subway. It's just as likely that the fellow is a lawyer, and that would suck. How can you identify the stranger who's crashed your party? Look closely at the expression on his face. As a lawyer myself, I know that most lawyers will appear smug and unjustifiably self-confident, unless they're over 50, in which case they'll appear bored and unjustifiably tired. In either case, they'll be holding a drink in their right hand and a briefcase in their left. It's the briefcase that will be the telltale sign. What should you do? Well, it's your special day, so you'll be forgiven for wanting the lawyer out of there at once. After all, a successful birthday party requires a relaxed and comfortable atmosphere in which your guests will have no trouble focusing on you, the one who's having the birthday. Having an uninvited lawyer standing around is apt to make the other guests nervous. It means you're going to have to kick the lawyer out. Just remember to do it with compassion. After all, it's a tough time for lawyers. Lawyers find themselves maligned in the media, ridiculed by strangers, and often lacking a single good non-lawyer friend. It explains why the lawyer turned up at your birthday party in the first place. It wasn't to interview you about a car accident that you witnessed the week before, or to serve you with legal process, or to demand a third of your birthday presents just because he can. No, that's not why he's there. He's there so that he can feel human again, if only for a few minutes. By the time you notice him standing in the corner, he'll probably be halfway there. So be a sport and give him another few minutes. Don't point him out to the other guests, and don't stare. After a suitable time has passed, walk over and shake his hand and chat for a minute about the beautiful day. Meanwhile, your biggest and meanest guest should be carrying out your instructions to circle around behind the lawyer and put him in a chokehold. Since most lawyers are not physically very strong, you'll find it easy to drag the party-crashing lawyer kicking and screaming to the front door where you can shove him out into the yard and be rid of him for good. Because let's be honest, lawyers and birthday parties just don't mix. Which is why spotting an unidentified lawyer at your birthday party is today's law-related thing that sucks. For more legal education, visit LegalUnderground.com, the weblog that asks, why are lawyers so stuffy?